We're delighted to have with us this morning Mr. Gregor Piatigorsky, world-renowned cellist. Tell me, Mr. Piatigorsky, I think that many of our young listeners would like to know how you selected the cello as your instrument in contrast to, say, the violin or piano or trumpet or flute.
It was very easy, actually, because as a child, I was very young, I was about five, I think, and like all children, they want to see the things. And I saw the cello, and I loved the shape of it. I found that that is so beautiful, you know, particularly in comparison with violin or flute or something like that, was something substantial and noble, you know. I was just in love with the shape of the cello. And then when I heard it, then I fell completely in love with it. I would not think of any other instrument.
Uh-huh.
And so I began with the, I selected one long stick and the other short stick, which represented the cello and the bow, and so I was playing for for hours, pretending it was a cello. And then when I was seven, I received a real cello, and then I started practicing.
So that you actually began your studies when you were about 7 years old?
Huh? Yes, about, mm-hmm. about that age, yes. But I met cello when I was five.
Aha! And began the lifelong love affair with the cello. Huh?
Yeah, that's true. Never regret it. I still find that the cello is a king of all string instruments.
Yes, yes. Did you study other instruments besides the cello, or was it just totally
Oh, yes. I played a little violin, piano, of course, you know, a little bit, and...
So that you were familiar with...
And very much interested in all of the instruments.
Yes.
Although I couldn't play any woodwind instrument or anything like that.
When did you have your first professional job?
Well...
And what was that job?
Well, I better don't speak about it because it's a little sad kind of a story and venture, something like that. I had a very hard way. I started to have my first job when I was about 8 years old.
Eight? Uh-huh.
Yes. And I never stopped working since. But the beginning was kind of a hard one, you know, mm-hmm. the hard way.
What did, how did you play in the concert hall or the cafes or?
Yes, I played first of all in the first silent movie in Russia.
Oh, the background for silent movies.
That's right.
Ah.
And also I had to select music, you see, when the train goes, you see, I have to play something resembling movements of a train. Even when the kind of a love scene, you know, that I knew very little about, I have to find something romantic, you know, something sweet to play.
So you really had to
know. How they gave to me that job, I would never know. But,
and you were 8 years old when you did this?
About eight and
oh,
a half.
Wow.
I was not, so to speak, a child prodigy or something like that, with all the celebrations and admiration. I was a worker.